everybody. Welcome back. Crazy Bag Ladies is on the air with Bob again.
Again?
Am I not welcome here? Yes, he's so popular. We have to keep bringing him back. I can't believe how many people love Bob.
Everybody loves Bob.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be the Bag Ladies. But now it's turned into Crazy Bag Ladies and Bob
crazy,
Show.
Well, Crazy Bob Barbecue.
Okay, that'll work.
All right. Hey, folks, how you doing tonight? I was thinking that maybe, you know, the hot summer months coming up, we might need to do a little seafood. What do you think? Who likes seafood? Do you like seafood, Claudia?
I'm going to say it. Bob, what? You eat seafood.
Yeah, I see food and I eat it. I got it.
Are you going to do the diet club? I put a shout on your page.
No diet club for me.
No, you're not going to do it after all?
I'm going to eat the double food club.
But I think everybody wants you to do a diet club.
No, I'm so close to 400, I thought I'd just go ahead and go for it.
Oh, my God.
That's not true, folks. I'm really not that large.
Anyway,
let's get to cooking here. Tonight, we're going to do a special recipe. Ain't that special, but it's really easy. Easy peasy. And what it is going to be... What's the matter, Claudia? You don't like easy?
I like easy. I'm all for easy.
Easy on a Sunday morning.
Is it hot where you are, everybody? It's hot here.
It's hotter than Georgia asphalt. It's hotter than a... All right, I won't say it.
All right, go ahead. The shrimp...
All right, shrimp skewers, what we're going to do...
What is it?
Shrimp skewers.
Okay, don't mumble.
If you folks is lucky enough, like myself, to have a rosemary bush growing in the front of your... Claudia, why do you giggle when I say them words? I said a rosemary bush growing in the front of your house. You need to go out and pick yourself six.
Pick yourself.
Pick yourself.
I'm sorry.
Can't even get anything done, folks. Listen to her. She's crazy.
That's why I don't cook. I don't.
Six long branches. Not too thick, not too thin. You're going to use them for skewers from that rosemary bush.
I thought maybe I could use them as a switch.
Now, I make them about 12 inch long and about, you know, quarter inch. To eighth inch thick, long and thin. What you're gonna do is pick those branches.
Yeah.
Take them into your kitchen. And you're gonna strip all them leaves off. Reserve those leaves though. Put them in a little bowl on the side. Then what you're gonna do is you're gonna take the large shrimp. Now what I mean by large shrimp, see, a lot of people don't understand what large shrimp are.
They're big.
Yeah, big shrimp. We're talking
big shrimp. Isn't that an oxymoron?
Yeah, big shrimp. That is oxymoron.
All right, go ahead.
What you're going to do is
pretty
get
ugly.
Between a 20 and a 30 count shrimp. Closer to the 20. That's a pretty good size shrimp there. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take those shrimp. You're going to devein them.
Yeah, we got to have the pooper scooper. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Devein them. We're going to peel them. I'm going to sit them aside. Keep them cool. Keep them, seafood's got to be cold until it's ready to cook.
Okay.
And what you're going to do is you're going to marinate these shrimp.
What's the marinade?
No, I'm going to give you the recipe here. You're going to take about 3 pounds of that large shrimp, that 20 count. And then you're going to peel them and devein them. Then you're going to take 6 long branches of that rosemary to make them darn skewers. Now, if you can't find the rosemary bush, then I guess you can go get them chintzy little bamboo skewers.
What?
The bamboo skewers at the grocery store, at the general store. And you can use them, but make sure you soak them in water before you use them, because they'll just burn up in an instant.
Why do you soak? Oh, yes.
Because
I
when
see.
You put
yeah,
them
yeah,
bamboo
yeah.
skewers.
See, I would never have
the,
thought of that.
Yeah, you got to soak them in water for at least 15, 20 minutes.
Oops, sorry.
Then what you're going to do, here's your marinade. You're going to take 2 lemons. You're going to grate them. You're going to grate the zest.
I'm good at grating.
And you're going to juice the lemons. And then you're going to get 1/4 cup of limoncello. You know what limoncello is, Cloudy?
Uh-uh. What is that?
I got some in the fridge over there. Maybe I'll have to have you try some. It's a lemon liqueur.
Ooh.
And you put about 1/4 cup of that. Bob likes to put a little bit more than 1/4 cup, but recipe calls for 1/4 cup. And you're also going to have some fresh oregano. You like fresh herbs, Claudia?
I do.
Fresh herbs and spices. Nothing beat it. You're going to take two bunches of oregano, just the leaves only. You're going to cut it into a little chiffonade, as they say, which is like a little paste. You're going to chop it down so it's almost chiffonade.
Oh, a chiffonade. Chiff?
I don't know how you say it. That's how we say it where I'm from.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, then you're going to take
a quarter.
How about shut a nod?
Sorry, I don't know what it is. Shut a upper. I'm only trying to learn.
And then you're going to get a quarter cup of extra virgin olive oil. Now, remember what I said about olive oil. Don't go cheap. Use the good stuff. And then you're going to divide those shrimp into six equal portions. You're going to put them on the rosemary branches. Or if you're too chintzy.
Ooh, that sounds good.
You skewer them shrimps. About six shrimp on a... five to six shrimp on a branch.
What were you eating tonight, Bob?
It had a lot of garlic, didn't it?
Wow. How about garlic on this thing? Is there any garlic?
No garlic on this one, honey.
How about butter?
No butter either. Mm. See, seafood shouldn't be drowned in lemon and butter.
Butter.
That's what city folk do.
Oh.
Anyway, in a bacon dish or a casserole dish, anything that's large enough to hold your skewers in a single layer so that you can get that marinade all over the top of them shrimp. Marinade, tomato, tomato, potato, patata.
You got a whole new language over there.
All right, let me finish here now.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
So anyway, you put that marinade, as you like to say it, over the top of them shrimp, and you let it bubble in there. Let all them flavors mix and the juices get together and crow. Yeah, that's good.
And crow.
Yeah, that's what they do. They crow. Ow. Anyway.
That's owl.
Well, that's crow where I'm coming from. You got big crows, honey.
It's mixing in there and making the shrimp marinate. And how long do those marinate?
3 hours minimum.
Wow. Okay.
3 to 4 hours. Eh, not too much longer than that, though, because...
And there's no garlic in the marinade, huh?
No, none. That's it. Now, you place the shrimp in the marinade and you turn the skewers so that the shrimp's well coated. So you get it on both sides.
Right.
And you let it sit in there I always like to put a little piece of plastic wrap over the top of it after it's all juiced up so it keeps some of the juice on top. And then I'll turn it once about an hour, hour and a half into it just so it gets on the bottom side and sucks it up. Then, while that's going on, you can go have some homemade beer. Mm. Watch a ball game, whatever you got going on. And then about an hour before you're ready to cook, go out there and get your barbecue ready. Get them coals hot, get everything going.
Now, this would be a grilling thing.
This is a grilling, that's right, Claudia. Correct. This ain't a real barbecuing, this is a grilling. Because it's going to be quick.
Right, because it's shrimp.
And shrimp are going to cook faster than...
How long does it usually take?
Whistle
Dixie.
I don't
want to get ahead of the game, so go ahead. I'm sorry, Bob.
Now, this is what you're going to do. Right before you get them shrimp out and put them on the Barbie, you're going to take them rosemary leaves, and you're going to sprinkle that whole... You're going to have at least 2 or 3 cups of it. You're going to sprinkle that rosemary leaf all over your charcoal.
Oh,
it's going to create
a wonderful smell.
If you like rosemary, which most of you should... It's going to permeate the air and go up your nostrils and create a smell and a scent that's fantastic, folks. And that's going to permeate the shrimp. Now, got to be careful because, see, using that rosemary, it can absolutely overpower any seafood. So that's why we're not putting it on the shrimp or in the shrimp. We're only kissing it with the aroma and surrounding it and just giving it a little bit of love from the outside. Got that? And then it's also going to give it a little bit of love from the inside because that skewer is going to give off just a little hint of rosemary flavor in that shrimp. It's going to taste delicious. Anyway, I'm telling you right now, it's going to take about 3 minutes to cook them shrimp. Maybe less. You all know the color of shrimp when it's done. Pink.
Kind of a pink, like a...
Just as soon as it turns pink, flip it on the other side. Flip it every 2-3 minutes.
How long do they cook?
What I like to do is baste it with a marinade, too, while I'm doing it. It takes about 3-4 minutes.
But you said every 3 or 4 minutes, flip it.
No, 3 minutes on a side.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, but you can flip it. You know, it doesn't have to all be on one side. I like to flip it around, play with it. I like to play with my skewer. And play with them, get them all over, and baste them. Get all that juice on it. And
then what do you do? What are you going to make with it?
Then how many? Well, typically.
Hominy.
Hominy. No, I'm not making hominy. I said, how many?
Oh.
I said, the question really is, how many of them shrimp are going to make it back to the plate for everybody else to eat? Because usually I'm picking at it all the way back.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
What would you eat with a side dish?
I don't know. I usually eat a salad.
Rice?
No. Some people like rice with shrimp. I don't.
For summer, I think a nice salad.
A nice, cool salad with any, you know, a balsamic vinegar dressing.
Ooh.
You know, balsamic vinegar. You've got plenty of balsamic recipes. You can get, you know, your own there. But, you know, balsamic vinegar, good extra virgin olive oil, salt, pepper.
I like this recipe with the unusual use of rosemary.
Yes,
the coals even. I think that's very good.
Yeah, that rosemary on the coals is the trick. That's the key. That's going to give you that little hint of rosemary on the, that little kiss of rosemary on the outside. Wonderful. This shrimp, I'm telling you, it beats that old standard lemon garlic butter. I mean, it's good, but, you know, for a change, you got to try this. This is,
shake
this
it
will give
a
you
little.
A fresh, fresh, you really accentuate the flavor of the shrimp.
And I did want to mention that right now at Stonewall Kitchen, they're having some sales on their grill sauces and on their cook's tools.
I love to sauce things up.
And I think that's most of the summer they're going to have these special sauces. And Stonewall Kitchen, have you ever seen their site?
Stonewall? Stonewall Jackson?
Yeah, this site is awesome.
I've heard of Stonewall Jackson.
I wanted to let them know of a couple more things because I try to give them the sales every week, Bob. You're kind of, every time I have you on, we're doing recipes. But last week I did some coupons, so I better throw a few at them. Stop that singing. Okay, we got
it. Anyway, you mentioned Stonewall. I start singing Dixie. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You got to check it out. If you go to crazybagladies.com and you go to newly or just added coupons and go towards the bottom, you'll see the links for Stonewall Kitchen. And also, a very cool item that just came on today that I haven't seen. Maybe they've been around, but I've not seen them, I mean, very often. Linens and Things has a misting fan. It's on sale.
Ooh, misting fan.
It mists, yeah.
Do you think I could put that over my bed?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good through the 23rd of this month, and
it's hot in my house.
It's a great idea. I love this thing. It's a misting fan, and it's only $69.99. And that's on sale through the 23rd. Then they had, what was the other thing I was going to tell them about? Do you remember, Bob, I was telling you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, a cutlery for you. A
cutlery, yeah.
They're having a cutlery clearance sale, up to 75% off on cutlery at Flatscroft.
You can't have enough sharp knives. I don't know how many times I've been in the drawer looking for a knife, and it just ain't sharp.
Oh, I know. I mean, that was pretty good. And then the other thing, wait a minute, there was something else. What did I want to tell them?
I don't know, but you better hurry up.
No. These
you're
going to
lose people right now.
There's some great sales going on, and I wanted to make sure I give them the best ones, Bob. Now, is there anything else you want? What's your next recipe? Do you know what you're going to do next week?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking, well, I'm going to put on the Barbecue Bob Show, folks. I'm over here with a crazy bag broad here today. But with excuse me.
Broad.
on the Crazy Barbecue Bob Show, I was thinking about maybe doing some hog.
Yeah, like a luau?
No, like a big old pork butt.
That's a loaded statement.
Yeah, big old pork butt.
Why don't we do a luau recipe? Why can't we do a pig
luau?
On
luau?
You know, like a pig, like they do
Hawaiian
in
Hawaiian style?
Yeah.
Ah, let's see. I can get the backhoe in here, and I can dig a hole in your backyard, Claudia.
It's already
about
pretty bad.
6 feet, line it with rocks, and we can put a fire in there. Coals will burn down. We'll put some more rocks in there, and we'll put some banana leaves,
people,
throw that pig
be
in there, wrap it up. Yeah, we could do that.
All right, stick with your pork butt.
Yeah, all right. I'm just going to do the smoked pork butt. We'll do some pulled pork sandwiches or something like that. Or maybe even just do some, I was thinking about doing the barbecue leg of lamb.
Okay.
Which is a pretty good, if you like lamb, I'm a big fan of the lamb.
Yeah, I like it too.
The silence of the lambs.
Yeah, what are you, a cannibal. All right. So, next week, stay tuned for the pork...
Some lambs and some fava beans.
Pork butt. Pork butt. Pork butt on Bob, right?
Yes, Clarice.
No, pork butt's going to be on Bob.
I'm still on Silence of the Lambs.
Pork butt's on Bob.
Pork butt's
Bob's
on you.
Bob's pork butt.
Bob's big porky butt.
And next week, Crazy Bag Ladies, are you going to come back?
What if yeah, I'm coming back.
You wanted to do something on
well, if you
fashion.
Invite, if you invite me.
On fashion, didn't you? I wanted to hear about
I want
to,
yeah. If you want to hear what I have to say.
No.
I love a beautiful woman dressed correctly.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week for the Crazy Bag Ladies podcast. Tune in next week, and we'll have something else special in store. Talk to you soon.
Bye.